Mo, teachers, or many teachers, have such a profound effect on our life. You write in this story about Claire. Tell us a bit more about Claire.
Claire is a very special person. She now lives in Australia, and at the age of 70 plus, she still does part-time teaching at one of the colleges there. But this is a woman who really fascinated me, A, because she was absolutely gorgeous, B, because she was such a good teacher in that she could take whatever book we're reading, try and apply it to the local Ugandan life where we were living. And C, because she became a friend in later years in life. When we had to leave Uganda and ended up in England, she was a very constant source of support. She was instrumental in getting me into college in England. She was also very instrumental in my youth in getting me into the areas of theater, in the areas of music, in the areas of literature and the world of books, and you know, eventually ended up becoming a writer. I think a lot of the credit goes to her planting the seeds in my brain when I was much younger. She herself had gone through some hoops, including a divorce in Uganda. Her husband left for some African bar girl dancer in Uganda. So she was going through some hoops that one doesn't realize as a 17-year-old, but later on in life you realize that she must have gone through hell too. And what's really nice during the world of internet and cyberspace is, you know, we reconnected a few years ago after, 30 years or so, and she was very thrilled to read the first volume of my memoirs, Chameleon's Tale, and endorsed it, in fact. And also the fact that she's in touch with me now for, you know, on and off over the course of the last few years, and that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling to be able to recognize with a teacher and give them accolades for the things that they've taught you, which most teachers don't ever get to hear.
Was she, when you were teaching Lord of the Flies yourself to the students,
mm-hmm.
in spirit, was she in the room with you?
Oh, absolutely, without question, without question. And me still recalling the techniques she used in the teaching methodology, what have you, to get students excited and participate and get to reflect, which is what so much of the book is about anyway.